Welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm John Spencer. And on this podcast, we focus on the intersection between creativity and student learning. And we just kind of finished up, a short series on vintage learning. And I just thought I would share something a little different. And it's the topic of mindsets and makerspaces. So the title is Start with the Mindset, Not the Space. A couple days ago, I got the chance to lead a discussion on makerspaces. And I have to admit, I felt a little out of place as the facilitator. And this is because I've never actually created a real bona fide makerspace. I know my limitations, and that includes redesigning the physical space of the classroom. If you ask me to create a list of items that every makerspace needs, I'd be stumped after listing cardboard, duct tape, scissors, and maybe some Arduino or Raspberry Pi kits. I couldn't tell you what kind of laser cutters or 3D printers you would need. I just don't know that kind of stuff. Now, for what it's worth, I'm happy with tables and chairs, a place for some kids to stand, plenty of student artwork on the wall, maybe some natural sunlight, some plants, lots of plants growing, and maybe some decent storage. But that's about it. When it comes to space, that's not my frontier. Did you catch the little Star Trek reference right there? In other words, I've always been more focused on creating a space for makers than in creating maker spaces. Does every student feel the permission to make mistakes? Does every student have the chance to geek out? Are we creating spaces for making in every subject in every grade level? Those are the questions I care the most about. I don't see creativity as a destination place that you have to go to in order to make it work. I'd rather see students find ways to be creative thinkers and problem solvers with any subject in any environment. Now, this isn't a slam on makerspaces. I love differentiated spaces. I love libraries and theaters and woodshops and art rooms. I love field trips. I love gardens and atriums and that space between the buildings where the trees change colors and canvas the grass with the ground and the grass with crispy leaves. That's what I love. I love all of that. I think different spaces are cool. Spaces matter. I get that. And if the makerspace inspires teachers to integrate creativity into their curriculum, then it's a great thing. It's providing a really valuable service. But I worry sometimes. I worry about what I would call the computer lab effect, where tech integration used to be a tourist escape from the, quote, real learning of an actual classroom. And I worry that that's happening with makerspaces. I worry that making becomes a side project that teachers will add if there's time, and there's never enough time. It becomes another version of an electives class, and that's it. See, I think it's really about the maker mindset. So, again, a couple days ago, I came into this conversation feeling skeptical of where it might go. I expected a long back and forth conversation about what should or should not go into a makerspace. I expected questions about items to buy, talk about what type of furniture is best, but that's not what happened. Our conversation had nothing to do with spaces and stuff. Instead, this group of amazing teachers shared stories of learning, and instantly it had me wishing my kids were there in their classroom. They shared stories about the engineering challenges that the fourth graders did and how they continued with this even when they went back into their classrooms. One teacher explained his maker project in a social studies class and how it was an object lesson on things like economic systems. We explored the constant cycle between curiosity and creativity and the very real challenges that can happen when students are risk averse to creativity, or when they, as teachers, feel nervous about giving students more ownership. And it was powerful. It was a really cool conversation. Now, don't get me wrong, the teachers were excited about stuff. Who's not? Come on, I mean, even duct tape and cardboard should make you a little bit excited. But that wasn't their primary motivation. These teachers were excited about the maker mindset and what Dale Dautry describes as experimental play. They were excited about the changes that happen as students learn how to problem solve and engage in iterative thinking. They were excited about student ownership and agency. They were excited about the sheer joy that happens when kids love what they are learning and making and doing. And the thing is, you don't necessarily need a makerspace to pull any of that off. You just need a group of passionate, creative, dedicated teachers who are willing to teach in a way that was different from how they learned in school when they were growing up. In other words, you don't need a maker space. You need a maker mindset. So hey, thanks for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. If you like this show at all, I would ask a quick favor that you leave a review on either Google Play or iTunes. That's part of how people find this thing, and it's kind of your way of showing the love. And it also helps me figure out what's working so I can continue doing this and maybe make some tweaks. So again, thanks a lot for listening. Have a great day.